Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Daily Tip starts right now on the BetMGM Network. I'm Chelsea Messenger. He's Michael Jenkins. And over the next hour, we'll do a bunch of football, but we'll sprinkle in a little bit of some other sports as well, because baseball is still very much going on. And maybe we need to sell you on it, but there is a great race for MVP right now between Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge. And in the WNBA, which I know some people have, you know, left by the wayside once Caitlin Clark got hurt, but Asia Wilson is having a historic season. We'll cover that in this segment. And then at 7:20, we go on to our daily baseball bets. Because listen, we don't have football tonight, so you need to bet on something. So we got you covered there. At 7:40, it's a teaser Tuesday here on the show, which means I'll give you the teaser leg options in the NFL this week. There's several of them. It's all next here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. All right, Jenks. So I think that the tough part of this show is that when you have a very strong opinion on something, and then the season goes on, you think, I think I've changed my mind. Sure. And I think people love to point to your past opinions and be like, you're flip-flopping. No, things have changed. I have learned new information, and now I am changing my opinion based on that. Because honestly, I feel like it'd be worse if you just stuck to your guns and be like, I'm not changing anything. I feel like that's a better way to be than just saying, well, I don't want to be a flip-flopper. No, new information was added to the mix, so I'm changing my opinion.
Oh, 1,000%. You can't have, I mean, you can have the same opinion you've always had, but then you ignore new information, whether it's sports, politics, weather, news, your family, your relationships. I mean, things are constantly evolving and changing, and so a year from now, when you have all of this new information and things have changed, it's only smart to say, oh, things aren't like they used to be. How does this affect how I feel? Am I just going to stick to what I've always believed? And sometimes that's the case. Or are you going to say, wow, this is, I've got all this new information. How do I feel about it? How am I going to process it? It's like, you know, if a team starts 0-2 in the NFL and you're like, this team sucks, or 0-3, I'm like, this team's terrible. And then they run off 12 straight wins and they win the division and then they end up going and making the playoffs, are you going to stick with the same opinion that you had after they were 0-3? This team sucks. Like, well, they actually don't. I don't know if you are aware of this, but things have happened since you formed that opinion. So I think that's a smart way to go about things.
Right. And like, narratives are made to be changed as well, because like, we've seen so many narratives in sports about like guys who can't win the big one. Like, wasn't this like placed on Andy Reid for a long time? Like, look at how many Super Bowls he's won now.
Yeah.
So, like, it's one of those things where, like, and, you know, when it comes to championship-level teams, there's always going to be a year before where, like, maybe it takes them another year, but eventually they will get there. And, like, even in golf, like, Tommy Fleetwood finally won, you know, a major. So, like, that was a big deal for him. So it's one of those things that I feel like this is a quality that I think I wish more people had, because I think this is part of the problem of like some of the discourse in our country right now. But like, limiting it to sports Here's the opinion that I have changed on Jenks.
Okay.
And it's the fact that I do think Cal Raleigh deserves to be MVP this year. And I know it's September 23rd, and you're like, wow, you've taken this entire time, and now you're jumping on the bandwagon? But, like, we only have three games left, and it's wild to me that Cal Raleigh of the Mariners is still even money to win the MVP. And Aaron Judge is your favorite at minus 145, and you can make a good case for him because the guy has just been a hitting machine this year. Hitting 326 in the big leagues is an absolute monster deal. The fact that his OPS is over 1,000, you know, he's best hitter in baseball. But I think what changed the calculus for me is listening to people who have played baseball, and I've had this discussion with my husband, about the defensive value that Cal Raleigh adds to the mix by being a catcher. Mm-hmm. And I think this is one of the in-the-weeds things that maybe the casual fan doesn't quite understand. But when it comes to physical demands and mental demands, too, because you're calling a game, being a catcher is really, really tough, especially doing it the entire season. Like, even from somebody who doesn't even play baseball, imagine squatting an entire baseball game. Oh. It is physically challenging. And this is why his quads and his dumper is so big, because his legs are just so strong. So when you add this defensive value to your team as a catcher, and your team is also going to win the division, which is a story in itself, you add narratives in, you add storylines, I think that sweetens the pot for some of these writers. I do think Cal Raleigh deserves to win the MVP this year.
I agree. And I also think that this is when you can't put something on paper and you can't measure it. Hasn't Cal Raleigh just been the catalyst for everything Seattle has done because of how he sort of inspires everyone around him to elevate their level of play because he's doing something that has never been done? Like, that's the thing. He broke the team record for home runs set by Ken Griffey Jr. He broke the switch hitting home runs record set by Mickey Mantle. He plays a position that is different from Aaron Judge's. So if you're just looking at the stats, you're not seeing the full scope of what Cal Raleigh has done, and the Mariners are also playing great ball, and there's such a great narrative there too. So I feel like if you're comparing the two and it's close, it's going to go to Cal Raleigh, and you're getting a better price, so I'd be on it.
Well, and also there's a chance that Cal Raleigh catches Aaron Judge, you know, for 60 mm-hmm. home runs in a season. Like, he's sitting at 58 right now, and they play some teams that like, obviously any team can give up home runs. But I'm just saying it's within the realm of possibility. So anytime you have like a historic season, obviously that goes in your favor. Maybe there's going to be some voter fatigue. And I will say this, of all the writers and all the people who like vote on awards, I do think baseball writers are very informed. And like, mm-hmm. think about the Baseball Hall of Fame. Like, this is the most curmudgeon group of people who like are, you know, sticklers to the rules and sticklers to, you know, having these numbers that fly off the page. So like, as opposed to like the AP voters in college football, I do think that like baseball writers will see that playing catcher and doing this at the same time is a huge deal, especially when Aaron Judge was DHing half of the season just mm-hmm. because he was injured.
Well, you have to take that into effect. Like, there's no question that being a DH is easier than squatting for 9 innings a game. There's just no question that that just takes more of a toll on your body. So when you look at the numbers, it's just not an apples to apples comparison, and it's easy to do. I mean, statistics can tell all sorts of different stories, and sometimes they can sort of lie to you. And it's not to say that Aaron Judge hasn't had an amazing MVP caliber season. He certainly mm-hmm. has, but you can't ignore Cal Raleigh's position, nor, you know, the effect that he's had on the Mariners, which I think is more of an effect because he's broken so many records and because what he's done has been so unexpected.
Yeah, it looks like we've had some line movement overnight. Cal Raleigh is now minus 120. He is now your favorite, but I think it's still a good bet. Because, again, we have 3 days left in the regular season, and it just feels like this is the year of Big Dumper. Like, that's what it feels like to me. So Aaron Judge has had a very, very good season. And again, the batting average, you know, is incredible. But the fact that the Mariners are probably going to win the division, I think goes into it as well. It should be noted that MVPs have won this award, even if their team has been terrible. But again, I just think it goes into the narratives. And at the end of the day, these are still writers, and I still think they love a good storyline. So I do think, you know, Cal Raleigh is going to get it done, and I will be rooting for him. All right, so I think people need to be kept abreast of what's going on in baseball, because right now as we sit, there's like some crazy scenarios. Jenks, if the postseason ended today, the Astros and the Mets would be out of the postseason. Like, can you imagine a postseason without the Astros?
No. It's wild. And what we're talking about, it was just, it's amazing how quickly baseball can change, which is part of the fun. But it was only like a month ago we were talking about, well, here are the Astros. Looks like they're headed towards the postseason. They've got all of that postseason experience. And now that has completely been turned on its head. We're seeing the Mets, like you talked about, the Tigers as well. Maybe.
Oh,
I mean, that's been a collapse for
ages. We got to talk about
the
Tigers.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this for a second?
Sure.
Okay. The Tigers are 1-9 in their last 10. They now have a one-game lead over the Cleveland Guardians, who, on the reverse, are 9-1 over their last 10 games. Did you see this collapse coming? Like, I can't believe my eyes, Jinx.
No, not at all. This will be, if this happens, this will be a historic collapse. Like, we've never seen a collapse like this in modern baseball, if it happens. Right? Didn't they have a 15.5 game lead in the division? Like, they were going to run away with this thing. And now, I mean, you talk about, I mean, this is how this happens, right? The Tigers, ice cold. They're not hitting like they used to. The Guardians are red hot. They play today, which is going to be a crazy game. I mean, it's going to be a huge game for a regular season battle. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but things are not trending well for Detroit, that's for sure.
No. And we're going to talk about our baseball bets next segment. That's going to be a big storyline because I think Tariq Skubal is starting, if I'm remembering off the top of my head. There has never been a bigger spot for him. And I know this is a regular season game, but like, you got to put your team on your back and that offense has to produce. But it's really hard. You have these teams that are like red hot at the end of September. And like, that's how you want to end the season because baseball is one of those sports where it's just, you know, a game of streaks. The Reds, a team that I didn't think was going to be relevant, now won 5 in a row to hold a wild card spot. Jenks, I'm not going to lie. I have not been paying attention to the Reds too much this year just because I thought they were totally out of it. But they swept the Cubs en route to reading 5 in a row, and now they're in the driver's seat for the final wild card spot in the National League.
Yeah.
Currently tied for the Mets. With the Mets, I believe. But, like, again, if the season ends today, the Mets must have the tiebreaker, because I looked at, like, if the postseason ended today bracket earlier today on MLB.com. But it's wild to me how some of these teams just get hot down the stretch and, like, no lead feels safe in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I looked at the rundown. I was like, wait, the Reds are doing this? Are you serious? But then Spencer Steer has been on one. Like, in his last 4 games, he has 4 home runs and 10 RBI. Their starting pitching has really come alive. Andrew Abbott is a guy that we bet on a lot this season, but now Hunter Green and Nick Lodolo are also pitching better than they did early in the year. Ellie De La Cruz has come on. So, yeah, this Reds team, out of nowhere, has become a real threat. And it's crazy for them, too, because they have not won a playoff game since 2012. They have not won a playoff series since 1995. So this has been a long time coming for Cincinnati. I think they played the Braves, I think, in 2020 and got added in because they sort of adjusted the COVID rules but didn't do anything in that series. So if this happens, this would be massive for Cincinnati.
Yeah, and the city in general. Like, think about, like, the vibes in Cincinnati right now without Joe Burrow. So it would be nice if, you know, the Reds gave him something to root for. All right, Jenk, so you gave a nice little shout-out to Asia Wilson on Monday for Monday MVP, as she has won her 4th WNBA MVP award, her second MVP in a row. She's the first player in WNBA history to win the MVP 4 times, along with Cheryl Swoops, Lisa Leslie, and Lauren Jackson. So I know people love to talk about Caitlin Clark and, like, the new players and even Paige Beckers, but, like, what Asia Wilson is doing is flat-out historic.
Oh, it's been incredible. And, you know, I kind of feel bad for her because, you know, even if you want to disagree, you can't deny that Caitlin Clark moves the needle. She just does. And once she was ruled out for the season, a lot of people quit paying attention. I'm not saying it's fair. I'm just saying that's sort of what we've seen. I mean, look around. Have we talked about the WNBA as much? Do you see national outlets, local outlets talking about the WNBA as much? No. You don't. It's not personal. Paige Beckers has been awesome. You're right about that. She's the rookie of the year. And Asia Wilson just deserves all of her flowers because, man, what she has done has just been dominant. No one has ever done this. And she's joining, I mean, royalty. When you look at the three players who have won this before, Lauren Jackson, Lisa Leslie, Cheryl Swoops back in the day, and she just keeps putting up these monster numbers. And as I said yesterday, not only this, she's also the co-defensive player of the year. So when you talk about complete players, this is about as good as it gets. And also the Aces went on an incredible winning streak to finish the season. They just escaped the storm, but now they're on to the next round. They absolutely could win another WNBA title. Becky Hammon, we have it right here in the rundown, said this: there's no Mount Rushmore, talking about Asia Wilson. You are the only one. You're Everest. And you know what? Becky Hammon is right.
Yeah, she's right, but I will say this. Asia Wilson needs to compartmentalize right now because the Aces are down a game to the Indiana Fever, who don't have Caitlin Clark and don't have Sophie Cunningham. Kelsey Mitchell went absolutely off in game one, but I think that's the tough part for athletes is that you can't dwell on your accomplishments while the season is still going on. I'm not saying Asia Wilson is. I'm just saying they can't discount the Fever like everybody else has because they're giving them a series so far.
Oh, yeah. And also, it's, you know, she needs some help because she's been the one consistent performer. Now it's time for everyone else in that roster to step up. And the Fever, you know, just quietly, nobody's paying attention to Indiana. They got past the first round. Here they are again against the Aces, up 1-0. They're playing really well.
Absolutely. All right, so as we mentioned, huge game today between the Tigers and the Guardians. We tell you how to bet it with Tariq Skubal on the mound. That's next on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back on a Tuesday edition here of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. In a few minutes, we'll give you our baseball bets for the day, and we have some massive games in Major League Baseball with huge playoff implications, including a massive game between the Tigers and the Guardians. Tariq Skubal is pitching. Even though the Tigers are 1-9 over their last 10, can we finally trust them with their ace on the mound? But Jenks, I was looking at MLB.com, mm-hmm. and like I saw this headline, I had to click on it. So the headline is this: at 9 years old, he asked Verlander for a selfie. Now they are teammates. And I was like, oh man, I feel bad for Justin Verlander in this situation, because I'm sure he's like, great. Yeah, I am really old, aren't I? But apparently Bryce Eldridge, who now plays for the Giants, he's a 6'7 first baseman. He was the Giants' number one prospect before coming up to the big leagues. Mm-hmm. He was 8 months old when Justin Verlander made his big league debut for the Tigers in 2005. And I feel like my head explodes a little bit when I hear about people who were born post-2000, which I understand is now a thing, but it's like my brain can't comprehend it. But there is this great picture of Bryce Eldridge taking a selfie with Justin Verlander in the background signing autographs. And I think this is the crazy part of like kids' childhoods now, is that they're going to have so many pictures. Like, yeah. I don't know if it's like this for you, Jenks. Mm-hmm. Is that like, I don't have that many pictures from my childhood. Like, I have like actual pictures, and I feel like mm-hmm. my mom did a good job of developing pictures, but it's not the same thing as people who have phones, and like you have like 2,000 photos like on your phone at one time. And so like people have all these cool moments that, bless you, that you. They now just have stored away for cool moments like this. I'm a little jealous.
Are you? I mean, I'm trying to think back at I have some pictures that I've digitized, and then they're really old. I have some pictures that are actually in a scrapbook, but I've done a pretty good job, I feel like, maintaining or taking pictures when I was younger. Of course, I'm much older, so some of those pictures that I have, just you couldn't take a picture on a phone at all. It just didn't exist back in the day. But I feel like I have a pretty good history. Maybe not as good as most, but I definitely also at the same time like understand this happening to Justin Verlander. Like, I kind of had it happen to me when someone says, oh, I used to watch you or follow you growing up. And then you meet them and you're like, oh, this is great. It's, you know, it's not a great feeling. It happened on this show, actually.
Mm. Was it Denton?
Wasn't Denton. Well, I mean, yeah, actually, it was Denton.
It was, yeah.
Denton said that. And then when I was working with Nick one day, Nick Ash used to work here, and I said this on the air, and I was like, yeah, it's weird, you know, when people say, hey, I grew up watching you. And Nick leans in and goes, I grew up watching you. I was like, oh, my God. Between that and Denton, it's like, oh, man. Woof. You know? Thank you, boys, for coming to see me. Remember that one time I went viral? It's like, it hits you. Like, I've been doing this for a long time.
Nick Ashew does not look a lot younger than you. And I don't know if that's an insult to him or a compliment to you. But I never would have guessed Nick Ashew. I don't know how old he is, but he doesn't look that much younger than you. So, like, sorry, Nick Ashew.
Nick catching strays here on the show.
But, like, yeah, I think it's more the fact that you look good for your age. You do not look your age. So I think it's more of a compliment to you as opposed to an insult to him. But, like, it is, like, how do you react in that moment? Thanks?
I mean, here's the thing. At first, I'm like, oh, God, and it hits you like I've done this for a long, but then you come around and you appreciate it, right? Because what time is undefeated, you can't control it. And ultimately, if you're still doing something that you're passionate about, and this is a young person's game, I believe. So the fact that if you're still doing it after all this time and, you know, still making a way, you have to look back and say this was inevitable. So at the very least, you're still, you know, you're still trudging along and finding a way, and there's something to be said for that, I hope.
Yeah, there's definitely something to be said for it if you're, like, still around in the business. And same goes for Justin Verlander. The fact that he has been in the league so long, like, he's 42. I can't even count the amount. Okay, so his Major League debut was in 2005. The year is 25, so my quick math is that 20 years in Major League Baseball, like, that is a huge accomplishment. And I understand this year he hasn't had, like, career numbers, but he still has a 3.88 ERA, which is pretty damn good for somebody who is 42 years old. So what a career for Justin Verlander. He's definitely going to be a Hall of Famer, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that would love to get a selfie with him. All right, Jenks, so as I mentioned, we have some major games today when it comes to postseason implications. And if you are betting on baseball today and you like parlays, might as well use the MLB Parlay Boost token. Swing big on your next MLB parlay. Use this Parlay Boost token to score a bigger payout if your baseball parlay hits only at BetMGM. All right, so let's get to the slate, and let's start with the big one, at least in my opinion. Tigers, okay. Guardians. The Tigers -150, and probably one of the best prices you will get with Tariq Skubal pitching on the mound that you'll probably see all season long. Tariq Skubal, 13-5 this year with a 2.23 ERA. Cleveland +125, but they are the hotter team in this equation. They are 9-1 in their last 10 games and sit one game back for the Tigers in the AL Central. Gavin Williams gets the ball for Cleveland. He's 11-5 with a 3.06 ERA. And Jenks, my first thought was like, oh, you just play it under. It's a meaningful game, two good pitchers, but the total is 6.5. So where do you go from here?
I'm going to play a first five under at 3.5, -125. And I honestly think it's a good bet. You can play a first seven if you want. Under 5.5 is -160, but that's too juicy for me. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, I just love this pitching matchup. And Skubal is Skubal. We know that. Also, the Guardians cannot hit him. They cannot. He has made 3 outings against Cleveland this year. That's a total of 22 innings. They have scored 1 run against him. And then Gavin Williams at home this season, 6-2 with an ERA of an even 3. He faced the Tigers last time out, gave up 1 run. No, I take that back. Shutout baseball over 5 innings. Scattered 3 hits. The Tigers are a top 10 team in the first 5, but a lot of that is skewed towards the beginning of the season when they were just playing like gangbusters. That has not been the case during this losing streak. And Cleveland is a bottom 5 team in the first 5 this season. So I'm going to go first 5 under 3.5.
It's honestly surprising to me that you get 3.5 in the first 5 innings.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if it's 6.5 for the full game and you have the better pitchers going in the first 5 innings, I'm not saying the bullpens are terrible. I'm just saying you have a Cy Young candidate, going for you on one side of the equation, and you get it at -125. I think that's definitely the play in this one, especially with both these offenses. Like, Cleveland, as hot as they have been, still have the 3rd worst WRC plus in baseball over the last month. So maybe it's a little different over that 10-game sample size, but still, it's not a team that's going to wow you with their power. They are more of a team that, you know, hits for average, and they don't have a ton of power. And then Detroit, they're sitting in the bottom 10 as well, and they have just been pedestrian across the board. And that is why they have gone 1-9 over their last 10 games. So as opposed to trusting the offense of the Tigers, which I know would be an easy case to make, say this is a meaningful game, you know, and this team needs to win it. But I think you need to be careful when you use that type of, like, theory in betting.
Yeah.
Because, like, look at all these other games. Do you think they wanted to lose 9 of their last 10 games? So you could say this is a desperation spot. But, like, the Guardians are feeling great right now. And sometimes that's just how baseball works, is sometimes momentum matters a lot.
Oh, 1,000%. So I would not want to lay $1.50 with the Tigers right now, even with Skubal, because if you're playing bad baseball and you're taking on a team and the Guardians playing its best baseball of the season, this is not the time to lay that kind of number. I understand why it's juiced that way, but if you want to put a sprinkle, I just don't like a side. I was going to say, if you want to put a sprinkle on the Guardians, I don't mind it, but I don't want to fade Skubal. This is one of those where I just think, find a way to play an under. That's the way to go here.
Yeah, and especially with meaningful games. Like, if this full game total was, like, 8, I would go full game here. Just because you know they're going to be using their best arms out of the bullpen, because this is such a meaningful game. And when games have more meaning to them and it feels like a postseason game, that's when games feel tighter. And I feel like those games kind of trend towards unders. All right, so another meaningful game today, at least for one side of the coin, as we talked about the Reds earlier, and right now they're sitting with, I believe, the 3rd wild card spot in the National League. So this is, you know, important games down the stretch, as they're tied with the Mets in the standings, but I believe they have the head-to-head tiebreaker here. But again, you know, if they lose this game and the Mets win theirs, we have a different equation here. And they do get the Pirates today, who are not a good team. You get the Reds at -160 today behind Brady Singer, who's 14-10 with a 3.86 ERA, total of 8.5 runs here. Pittsburgh, if you're interested, is +135. I will say this, Johan Oviedo has not been terrible this year. 2-0 with a 3.52 ERA. Jenks, do you put your money on the team that has more to play for here?
Hell yeah. You have to. Shop around. I did. You got the Reds on the money line at -154. I think it's a great price. And I think a lot of people are going to be on the Reds today. I think this price is going to go up and up. And Oviedo has been good. There's no question. I think he might be due for a touch of regression. Gave up four runs in five innings last time out to the Cubs, but he could pitch well, and I still think the Reds can win this game by virtue of just how they're playing. Brady Singer has been great at home, 8-4, an ERA of 3.07. And really, this is about the Reds needing to win this game, right? Just like when you look at the Tigers and Guardians, and that's going to be managed very tightly because every run will matter. That game matters. This game matters for Cincinnati. The Bucs season is over. We know that. Pirates are also 23-52 on the road, so give me the Reds on the money line.
Yeah, I think that's the way you go in this one. The better offense in this one, Brady Singer's pretty solid pitcher. And you also factor in the Pirates' bullpen, and it's not been good. So even if Oviedo is good in the first five innings, I still think the Reds are the play in that one. All right, so free roll here, Jenks. Where do you want to go next?
I'm going to play Royals and Angels, and I'm going to go right now it's set at 8.5. I'm going to play it down to 8 and hit the over. It's already going to 9 in some spots. I loved this yesterday, so it was fun to wake up this morning and see where the money is going and see other people and what they're playing. I don't consider myself some sort of expert handicapper, but of course, today before I'll look and say, I think this is the right side, and when you see all of the other factors the next morning aligning with that, it makes me feel like, all right, this is the right call here. You got Cole Reagans going for the Royals. You have Sam Aldegari going for the Angels, and Reagans is finally back from rehab, but he's not going to go long in this game. He'll be on a pitch count just like he was during his previous start, and he's been the same pitcher we've seen all season. Big name, but an ERA over 5. Sam Aldegari is an absolute baby, so still getting his feet wet in the majors. Pitched 2.5 or 2 1/3 shutout innings against the Red Sox in his debut. 5 earned in 2 innings in his second start, but he's got the worst bullpen behind him in the American League. And not only that, like if you look at the final scores when these two pitchers generally take the mound, they're just over. I think we see another one out in LA, so I'm going to go over 8.
Ah, I would not have expected you betting on that game, so I'm glad I asked. All right, so I kind of threw out the narrative like, okay, are we backing teams that are still playing meaningful games? So one of those on the card today that we don't have a pitcher who is listed just yet. The Mariners are -235 against the Rockies. I know you love fading the Rockies. Mm-hmm. That could be an option there. Or you could look elsewhere on the card. And the Padres clinched last night. So I know there were celebrations at hand. And sometimes this can be an angle in betting as well, as sometimes the team is a little hungover. So the Brewers and Padres face off today. They went extra innings last night. You get the Brewers at -102. That's another option. Or you could go, how about this one? I considered the Rangers today at -145.
Okay.
But I don't love trusting Patrick Corbin. I still think that there is a place deep inside me that says, Chelsea, do you want to put your hard-earned money on Patrick Corbin? But, like, the Twins are not a good team. And, like, we faded them. So, I don't know about that. Mets and Cubs is interesting. The Cubs -120. They're still fighting, you know, for a wild card spot. David Peterson and the Mets. This is a really meaningful game for the Mets as well, because if they win this one and the Reds lose this game, they are now sitting in the pole position for the final wild card spot. So, the Mets are even money today. Cubs at home behind Cade Horton. This is a good pitching matchup. Maybe you could spin this one towards an under. Is there a play you like in Cubs and Mets?
I would lean the Cubs on the money line. I like Horton a little bit better here. I would advise you against betting on Patrick Corbin. But he hasn't been terrible this year. I mean, he lasted one inning last time out against the Marlins, gave up 2 earned runs, 3 runs total. He actually has been pretty good this year for Patrick Corbin, right? He's 7-10, 4.33 ERA. Yeah, the bar is low, but I just know if I trusted him in this spot, then he would give up 6 runs in 1/3 of an inning. So I'm not going to do that. I really wanted to bet Rockies Mariners because they had a couple pitchers worth fading yesterday, but then those pitchers have now been scratched. We don't know who they're going to go with today. But I think that's probably, those are probably the only bets I have on the card. But if you're asking me about Mets and Cubs, I would probably lean Cubs at home with Horton on the mound, who's been really good.
Yeah. Some other ones just to throw out there. I know you're not betting on them. the Astros, you know, they need to win games if they want to be in the postseason. They're at a pick 'em against the A's today, but it's Christian Javier, who has a limited sample size this year just because he's been hurt. But he's kind of been all over the place. And I understand that the A's are kind of a scrappy team at home, but still, it would be wild to me to see a postseason without the Astros. So it just feels like somehow they sneak in there. Maybe today is one of those wins for the Stros. Coming up next, we switch gears back to football. Time to play Who Ruins My Teaser? It's next on The Daily Tale, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Gamble responsibly.
All right, off and running and caffeinated here on this Tuesday morning. Tuesday on the show means one thing for me. It is a teaser Tuesday. And I understand some people are like, teasers? Why don't you just play games normally? No, I love teasers. I love betting on teasers in the NFL. Of course, you do not bet on teasers in college football. Points are not at a premium and these lines aren't quite as sharp. But in the NFL, these have been pretty good to me. So this past week, we did not win because there were some blowouts. Looking at you, Bengals. Come on, man. Should not be getting blown out by 40. But, Jenks, I am optimistic about this week's teaser. But before we dive into teaser territory, I wanted to talk about this story because it just feels so on brand for college football. Okay, so the latest college football drama is that Lane Kiffin's daughter hard launched her relationship with Whit Weeks, who plays for LSU, the week before Ole Miss plays LSU. She had to know what she was doing here. Like, when your dad coaches Ole Miss, you're like, hey, I think there might be a game this week. Oh, yeah, my boyfriend told me about it. What do you think the goal was here? Do you think she was trying to stir the pot against her dad? Do you think this just happened to happen this week where she's like, oh, now is the time to hard launch my boyfriend on Instagram? But there's definitely a lot of people who are floating around this picture. And I will say, for once, it's not Lane Kiffin himself who is at the heart of the drama. It's his daughter.
Oh, this is 1,000% on purpose. Otherwise, we're probably not talking about it today. She knows exactly what she's doing. You brought it up because why? Because it's the week before LSU. It's the perfect time to get people discussing it. It's like, why now? Why not wait a week? Why not a few weeks early? She knew exactly what she was doing. This is the perfect way to get some run.
That, or maybe she's like the ultimate team player for the family, and she's getting like inside info for what weeks, right?
Maybe like, that's it.
Wouldn't that be like a plot line of like Game of Thrones? But I don't know what type of inside information you're going to get from like a defensive player.
Yeah.
Because like he's not going to have like the playbook, you know, lying around. Mm-hmm. But I will say this, Whit Weeks was featured on the SEC Untold or whatever the name was on the Netflix show. Mm-hmm. And he is a very telegenic guy. And like he does feel very charismatic. And he's also, you know, one of the best linebackers on LSU. So I see what Landry Kiffin sees in him. But still, it is definitely an interesting choice of significant others.
Well, you know, good for them. I always wonder how much of this is real love and how much of it is one big ploy, one big grift over time. But you know what? You never know. If they're happy, then I wish them the best. Maybe it's one big coincidence. I don't want to be a curmudgeon, but also I always raise an eyebrow at the timing.
Yeah. I mean, they're both good looking. So, like, yeah. It's not out of the realm of possibility for me to think that, like, she likes him. Because, again, right. Like, he's telegenic. He has some charisma. And also, like, a great storyline there with him and all of his brothers at LSU. So I wonder mm-hmm. if she's going to wear one of those, like, house divided shirts that I hate so much. One half Ole Miss and one half LSU. That might be, like, the first version of that shirt that anybody's had, because I don't know if there's any family that divides between LSU and Ole Miss, but I could be wrong. All right, it's time to get into it in the NFL. I said I love my teasers, so let's look at my favorite teaser legs for this week.
Chelsea is such a teaser.
All right, it's time to play Who Ruins My Teaser. And here's how the game works. I'm going to give you my teaser legs, which if you're new to betting, here's how it works. You get 6 points in your favor. The goal of this is to go through as many key numbers as you possibly can. I am partial to picking underdogs in this because I do think, you know, if a team is getting a couple points and they have a chance to win, I like it a lot more if they're getting 8.5 or 9 points and you go through a bunch of key numbers. So let's start with this one. This is not my favorite option, but it's one of the teaser legs. But the Steelers plus 8.5 in Ireland against the Vikings. So the Vikings are favored here, but it is an overseas game. And I do think sometimes there is some chaos, but usually that would lend itself towards the underdog. I don't think I'm buying into the Vikings. I know they just had that huge blowout win over the Bengals, which ruined last week's teaser. But Jenks, I don't see the Vikings ruining this week's teaser. So the Steelers are in at plus 8.5. Next up, we're going to go Bucks plus 9 at home against the Eagles. What scares me about this one is the fact that we haven't seen like one of those dominating wins from the Eagles just yet. But the Bucks are one of those teams in the NFC that I feel like are quiet contenders that nobody ever wants to give any credit to. So I think they can keep it within 9 points, especially the way the Eagles offense is looking right now. Next up, we're going to the revenge game of the week, the Packers at the Cowboys. So this line is 7. Packers laying 7 on the road in Dallas. We tease it down to Packers minus 1. That Cowboys defense is terrible. Plus Micah Parsons. Like, you know that Packers team is going to try to win this one for him. And I don't think they really need extra motivation. They are the much better team, and I think it's a buy-low spot on the Packers, who just lost to the Browns. And then finally, this is, I believe, the Monday night game. The Jets plus 8.5 at the Dolphins. Do we think the Dolphins are going to beat anybody by 9 points? I think not. So there's your teaser. We got Steelers plus 8.5, Bucks plus 9, Packers minus 1, Jets plus 8.5. Jenks, who ruins my teaser?
The Vikings beating up on the Steelers. I think that's... I love the other three. This one makes me nervous a little bit just because of the defenses involved. Like, how good is that Steelers defense? Well, not very good. It's a bottom five defense. And then you look at the Vikings defense, you're talking about number 6 overall in total defense, so a top 10 defense. And so if you get that Viking defense balling out like it did last week, and Carson Wentz looked, you know, pretty good. I know the Bengals are not great, but I think he can take advantage potentially of the Pittsburgh defense, which has not been great for most of the season, and maybe cover this number. That would be the only one I would raise an eyebrow at.
I just think it's one thing to blow out the Bengals with a backup quarterback, but it's another to blow out the Steelers, and especially in a game overseas. Like, I think that's the equalizer for me, is that, you know, there are just more factors to, you know, factor in for both sides. And so if you're giving me 8.5 with the Steelers, I do think they can keep it close. And plus, all of the trends for Mike Tomlin as an underdog. Like, this is one of the most profitable angles, like, in the NFL for, like, quite some time. So when he's getting points, he's usually a good bet. So if he's getting 8.5, I think that is a solid bet. But let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. I had some close calls for teams that could have made this. So you tell me if I take the Steelers out and maybe put another team in. Because the one that I thought about, and this is a tough one, the Chiefs are getting 2.5 points at home against the Ravens. So if you put them in a teaser, they're getting 8.5 points at home against the Ravens. Do we put this one in instead?
No, I like the Steelers one instead, because I like your Tomlin as an underdog angle. I think I'm just a little... I'm a little skittish on the Chiefs, because I just don't know. What do I know about the Chiefs? I don't know anything. Like, they lost to good teams.
Their defense is good.
Their defense is good, but also, yeah, they've lost to two good teams. They beat the Giants, and the Ravens could come out with their hair on fire this week. Can they slow down a team like the Ravens? I don't know. So that would just give me pause on the Chiefs, because I haven't quite figured out who Kansas City is yet.
Yeah, but I think on the other side of the coin, I don't trust the Ravens to hold a big lead. Because, like, the main thing that stops the Ravens is the Ravens. So,
yeah, like, true.
I think if this game, you know, I think the best bet in this game is the Ravens maybe in the first half. But I do think the Chiefs can maybe, you know, slow the game down and keep things close. So I think that's a good option as well. It's not going to make it into the teaser, but it definitely closed my crossed my mind. How about this one? Because I feel like at some point, the bubble is going to burst on the Colts. But this week, they're getting 3.5 points on the road at the Rams. So, in a teaser, they would be getting 9.5 points. It feels almost too tempting, right? Like, at some point, the Colts are not going to have a great game. Like, it's just how the NFL works. But right now, like, 9.5 against the Rams? Like, that one almost made it, too.
Yeah, I grabbed that. Colts are a good football team. And Shane Steichen has done a really nice job. And, you know, the Rams back home, it's a tough loss against the Eagles. I just don't know if they're that much better than the Colts. And at some point, the Colts are going to revert to the mean a little bit. They're just not going to continue this trek. I think they've been overperforming. They are a well-disciplined, a well-coached team. Indiana Jones looks great. So if you're getting 9.5 with the Colts, that seems like a lot of points. Yeah, I'd be on Indy there. I like that a lot.
I don't know. Beating up on the Titans, it's not... Oh, my earring just fell. But I do think that, like, they can keep it within the realm of 9.5. But, again, like, it's one of those instances. And here's the thing that I think goes against the Rams. And I remember this was a trend a while back with the Niners. Back when the Niners were, like, absolutely dominant, beating people by, like, 14 points in the regular season games. It is really difficult the week after you play a team like that, just because they are so physical. So I think we can kind of apply that to teams who play the Eagles this year, right? Like, one of the most physical teams in the league. So the week after the Rams play a team like the Eagles, I think physically that is really tough to recover from.
I think so, too. And I think that's something that maybe goes underanalyzed when you're looking at handicaps. I mean, it's a physical league, but that's why short weeks versus long weeks matter. So that's part of the equation, you know, when you're looking at week-to-week bets. And also, did we get beat up? Did we play a physical game? And there's no way you go four full quarters against the Eagles and you don't get beat up a little bit, because where's their strength? It's right there in the trenches on the offensive and defensive lines.
Yeah. The more I look at the slate, like, I had trouble, like, limiting this teaser to, like, four legs. Because there's teaser legs all over the place. Like, just the way the numbers are this week. I know you're super high on the Chargers. The Chargers laying 6 on the road of the Giants. You get them down to 1.
Nice.
Do I have this too?
the only thing that I would say is I don't know what's going on with the Giants quarterback situation. But also, look, Russ can still ball. I know everybody wants to look at the last time they saw him against the Chiefs. He's throwing these moon balls out of the end zone. But he also put up 400 yards against the Cowboys 2 weeks before. Could they go with Jackson Dart? They don't have a lot of film on Dart, and maybe he comes out and he balls out in his first ever appearance. I sort of feel like maybe there's too many variables there, but I don't hate it.
Yeah, I think it would be a really bad matchup if it is Russell Wilson, because the Chargers are really good at limiting the big play. And, like, that's the one thing that keeps Russ in the game is the moon ball. So I think that would be a tough matchup if it is Russell Wilson. Maybe I'll just play a super teaser and have, like, 15 legs. We'll see. Coming up next, hour three of the show, we'll start off with the biggest headlines coming out of last night's Lions win over the Ravens. That's next on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.